From KALW News in San Francisco, this is Cross Currents. Context, culture, and connection from around the Bay Area.
SoMa.
I'm from Berkeley.
Concord, Cali.
Tenderloin District.
La Mission.
The Mission District.
Coming up, we're talking about people who make the Bay Area a better place. First, the sound of one team that's bringing fans together from all sides of the Bay.
We were winning 17 games a year! 17 games!
Then we'll meet a man who helps kids become better basketball players and better people.
You see that kid who's never played basketball before, you know, it doesn't matter what the score is, as soon as they get in the game, they make a shot, it's like, yes.
And we'll learn how a local legend, singer Faye Carroll, helps people find their voices.
Breathe, I will. Breathe, I'm gonna try.
And we'll hear from you about your favorite local heroes. Join us for a special hour-long edition of Cross Currents. A San Francisco police officer shot and killed a young black woman this morning in the Bayview District. According to initial police reports, officers confronted her in a suspected stolen car. She tried to drive away, crashed, and then was shot by a single bullet. She died later at San Francisco General Hospital. This shooting, of course, comes at a time when many people are distrustful of police officers in the city. Mario Woods was shot 20 times by officers in December, prompting reforms within the police department. Then Luis Gongora was killed by officers last month in a homeless encampment. Activists calling themselves the Frisco Five staged a hunger strike about police brutality. And we just learned that this afternoon, Mayor Ed Lee asked for Chief Greg Sir's resignation, and Chief Sir did indeed resign. As we learn more facts about today's officer-involved shooting, we'll continue our coverage through KALW's News and Public Affairs programs. This will be a topic of discussion in tonight's edition of Kamau Right Now, coming up at 7 p.m., broadcast live from the Starline Social Club in Oakland. And now, on to Cross Currents. With me in studio today is Matt Martin, KLW's station manager. Welcome, Matt.
Great to be here, Hannah.
Absolutely. Well, today on Cross Currents, we're talking about the people who make the Bay Area a better place. So we've been inviting the listeners to tell us who that is to them. And throughout today's show, we're going to be hearing about these people. So, Matt, let's go ahead and hear about one right now.
Hi, my name is Jan Marota. I have a friend, Kaya Tabi, who has all of her life worked in service or community. She doesn't call herself a hero, and she refused initially to give me any information. Her entire career, she was a family practice physician in the San Francisco City Clinics. I worked as a doctor at Kaiser Oakland, and when we compared notes, I couldn't believe what Kay did for her patients. Anyway, she was like an incredible social worker. She also has worked on every Japanese-American community group in the San Francisco and the East Bay that I've ever heard of. If you walk with Kay in J-Town, San Francisco, you can't get, it takes like 20 minutes to walk a block because every few steps, somebody's stopping her and saying hello, and she's having a conversation with somebody she's worked with or helped out.
And that was the voice of listener Jan Marota, who responded to our call out asking for you to nominate your local hero, people you think make the Bay Area what it is. And that was inspiring to listen to, and it's just part of stuff you can listen to here on KALW, bringing the community's voice out on the airwaves, right, Matt?
That's part of the value, I think, of having a local station, that obviously we have to respond to critical stories, like what we've heard about Chief Sir offering his resignation, what we've heard about the latest officer-involved shooting. But one thing that I think is really valuable about Cross Currents is that in addition to bringing forward those real voices of the Bay Area, you always also look for the people who are making positive change, who aren't themselves waving their own flag. This woman's friend is not putting out a press release about the work that she does, but it's because we have a connection to this community and a great audience that has ideas and knows things about what are happening in their communities that we're able to bring those to the air.
Absolutely. And that's what we do here at KALW. That is our job. And we really appreciate it when you respond to these call-outs we make, asking what you think about things. How do you feel about this? What concerns you in, you know, around the Bay Area? We do that here on Cross Currents and throughout the public affairs programming here at this station, KALW, every day.
City Visions, your call. These are programs where the people who produce them, the people who host them, are always looking for that story that people want to talk about, we need to talk about, if we're going to improve the situation. And there's a lot to work on, a lot of great things happening in our community to shine a light on, but things we need to have critical conversations about, too.
That's right. That's right. And so, like Matt says, when something comes up like today's breaking news, we cover it because it's important. It's important to us, but we know it's important to you, too. And we've heard that before. We know this because you've told us so in your emails, in your calls to us at the station. We read every single one. We appreciate your involvement with us. And a lot of the feedback has been, you know, we like what you're doing, keep doing what you're doing, but also we want to know more about what's going on in our area. And not only that, but why? The why behind it. And that, I feel, our features on Cross Currents are a little longer form, and they allow for that depth. And so that is something we're proud of here at the station.
And it's listener support that makes it possible.
Absolutely. Okay, so it is Thursday. So that means it is time for our regular Thursday segment called Audiograph. And this is our series that uses sound to let us meet all kinds of people around the Bay Area. And usually we play the Audiograph mystery sound all week on KLW. And we ask you, the listener, to guess what it is and where we recorded it. But since we're in our spring membership campaign, we decided to do things a little differently. We're going to play it, and then I'm going to ask Matt to try and guess what it is. You ready, Matt?
As ready as I can be.
All right, let's go.
Let's get hyped! Make some noise! We were winning 17 games a year! 17 games! We were winning 17 games! I was here when we were winning 17! 17!
It is our year from Michigan State, number 23! 3-4-3!
Okay, Matt.
What do you think? You think I've been living under a rock?
I wonder.
If you had put this on the air, you would have gotten 3,000 calls from people. Draymond Green is with the Golden State Warriors. Well, okay.
Mm-hmm.
I
the
live
Oakland
in Oakland,
State
so maybe it should be the Oakland State Warriors. Golden State Warriors.
That is right. And right now they're in the Western Conference Finals. They crushed it last night. They're a lucky 7 wins away from another title. And last week, Steph Curry was named the league's first ever unanimous MVP. But more than just being really good at basketball, the Warriors are a real uniting force here in our area. And to find out why, we sent 3 KLW reporters to 3 different parts of Oakland during a recent game to hear from the fans why they love their team and how they feel about the proposed move from Oakland to San Francisco. Here's that story.
This is Hannah King-Zuma. I'm just at the BART station, headed to the Warriors game.
Showtime! It's showtime, everybody!
This hoopla.
It's the hoopla.
This is hoopla.
Describe to me what we're looking
Come
at.
Come on, this is hoopla. This is, everybody here is coming here to expect to win. But I've been coming here when people just came to watch our team. I've been here when we were winning 17. We were winning 17 games a year. 17 games? We were winning 17 games? How many games did we win this year? 73? I was here when we were winning 17. 17! Before we were winning, we were packing the stadium. Because we love our hoops. And that's why I say we've earned this. So, all the bandwagon jumpers, come on,
Let's go,
in.
Warriors!
Come on in. Come on in. But I was here during the Vontigo Cummins, Chris Gatling, Ike Diagu, Troy Murphy, Dunleavy.
Now I feel like you're just making up words.
No, these are real people.
Iguodala on the move, through the legs, to the basket. What a play!
I'm Shireen Adil, and I'm about to head into Mad Oak in downtown Oakland.
Randy Sims.
What do you think is important about the Warriors right now?
It's the only team that's unifying the whole Bay Area, right? So you look at San Francisco and Oakland, and you have teams that split up these two great cities, the Niners, Raiders, you know, A's, and the Giants. But the Bay Area, as a unified front, is all behind the Warriors. Doesn't matter where you're from, how long you've been here, it's the Warriors, the Golden State Warriors.
Lillard gets inside, Green knocks it away. What a play by Draymond.
You got this team that's exemplifying and really understand what the fabric of the Bay Area is, and they're using that on the court. And I think that's why they're so successful right now.
So how do you feel about them moving to San Francisco?
You know, I think at the end of the day, business is business, which sucks.
Best assist team in the league, and they've got 8 on their first 9 field goals. Plumlee met at the summit by Bogut.
I'm Ian Lewis at the New Parkway Theater in Oakland, where they're showing the Warriors game on the big screen.
I'm Tim Huey, originally from Walnut Creek.
Jeff Harry, originally from Chicago, but now I live in Oakland for the past 12 years.
Why do you guys come here for the games?
Ooh, why do we come here for the games? Because the serious fans come here for the games. You got to pay $12.50 to come to this game. You can't just go to the bar. You got to be hardcore about this.
That's a lot less than tickets to the game.
Yeah, like all the real fans get priced out of the arena now. They're dropping over $1,000 for a ticket in the lower bowl at Oracle. So, yeah, most of the fans, like, looking at them moving to San Francisco, that's the same thing that's going to happen kind of like with the 49ers and Levi's. People are going to get priced out. So we come here to be with the community with, you know, 100 other people that are diehard, you know, excited and going to cheer. I came here for the finals last year and got into it with a Cleveland fan for a little bit. That was a lot of fun.
Henderson, chest to chest right at each other.
You know, like, yeah, I could get that at the arena with, like, a Lakers fan some games, but, you know, now neither of us could afford that. So being able to, you know, talk a little smack, all in good fun, have some food, drink, and just get together with folks is a great time.
I was telling Tim, I had to fly to Memphis to see a Warriors game because it was cheaper for me to fly to Memphis and pay for a ticket to get that low than to actually go to a Warriors game here.
Barbosa, 4-3 hit by the Warriors.
Next month. My name is Jack Calavoto. I'm 88.
The fans are fantastic. They're all super nice. They helped me out many times.
In what ways?
Well, I almost fell one time coming up the steps, and arms came out from everywhere and caught me.
Do you have a favorite player?
My current favorite player is Draymond Green, because he's got energy.
If you could say anything to Steph Curry, what would you say?
Oh, I'd say you're doing a great job. You're just a terrific person all the way around.
What do you think about them moving to San Francisco?
It would be sad. Oakland needs the Warriors, and the Warriors need Oakland.
That audiograph was produced by Shireen Adil, Ian Lewis, and Hannah Kingsley Ma. This is Cross Currents. I'm Hannah Baba. This is a special hour-long edition of the program. And I'm here with one of our local heroes here at KALW. Why did you do that, Matt?
I'm laughing.
You're laughing. You're our local. You're very local. You're right here next to me.
Well, I'm very local, but the real heroes around here are definitely our listeners who have contributed over $310,000 to this station in this May campaign, who have just been tremendous and help this station grow. I mean, really, there are people who call up who I know don't have the means to give a lot to this station, who really stretch because it means something to them. And so there are definitely times during these campaigns, I admit, you know, there's some sleep deprivation involved, but where the commitment that people show really, it moves me, what people do to support KALW. So I'm very happy to be part of this community and to be part of this station. But it is those folks who make that additional effort, not to mention the people who get up early to come in and answer phones and do things like that. These are real heroes of local public radio. So I just want to send that back to listeners, send that back to our volunteers. While, of course, in these final hours here of our campaign, we ask for your support, to ask you to join those people who've brought us this far at 800-525-9917, 800-515-525-9917, or KALW.org.
Or KALW.org. Like he said, these are the final hours of this membership campaign. This is where the folks who, you know, I have a cousin who's like, oh, I'll do it tomorrow.
Sure,
I'll do it after tomorrow. This is that time. This is when you need to pick up the phone and call 800-525-9917 and make that that contribution, make that commitment. And it feels good when you make that call, but you need to do it.
800-525-9917, KALW.org. If you appreciate those local voices, I loved hearing those people talk about, yeah, I love the Warriors, but who can afford tickets? That's real talk from the people in the community saying, hey, this is what we're all going through, right? It doesn't matter if it has to do with housing, whether it has to do with other forms of cost of living, or just getting a ticket for your favorite basketball team. Mm. That's a conversation that we keep going here. It's real talk. It's real voices. Your support makes it possible.
800-525-9917. Our volunteers are waiting for your call, for you to call up and say yes to KALW, yes to the programming I am listening to, yes to hearing about the Warriors. Hello. And maybe you want to kind of make a contribution in relation to that. How about a $73 contribution, one for every record-breaking win the Warriors had in the regular season?
Hey, you can even add
perhaps
on the playoff wins so far. I don't know what that gets up to, maybe $90.
There's 402, one for every record-breaking three-pointer Steph Curry made this year.
That's a good one.
800-525-9917. Steph is kind of our local hero, right?
Oh, my God. He seems too good to be true. Yeah, I think a $402 contribution would be a great idea.
At 800-525-9917. These are the final hours, of our May membership campaign. This is where it makes a difference. We appreciate the support so far. This is where we take it home, folks. 800-525-9917.
800-525-9917. KALW.org. You are the heroes of local public radio.
Absolutely.
And now is the time to come in with your cape, swoop in, and help us push towards our goal. 800-525-9917. KALW.org. I'm in tights.
This is radio, isn't it? Believe him. 800-525-9917. So, Matt, let's listen from another listener about the local hero in their community.
Hi, KALW. This is Zach Hit Smith. My local hero, which is why I'm calling today, is an incredible educator and inspiration in the Oakland Public Schools. His name is Randy Porter. He has been teaching for over 25 years. Right now he teaches at Westlake Middle School. He teaches music, and he grew up in Oakland as well and went to schools here, and he's really returning to the community something that is absolutely invaluable and treasured. He is absolutely spectacular in how he dedicates his life, passion, and his energy to inspiring students and caring for them. These are mostly underserved communities that he brings this to. And in addition to helping them become really wonderful, creative musicians, he also is really helping them find a purpose in their life and dedication and self-worth.
Thank you, Zach. We are playing the messages we got as a response to our call out asking you, who is your local unsung hero? We got a lot of calls from you praising educators and youth workers, and they were all really great to hear. Our news director, Ben Trefney, has twin 13-year-olds, and they both like to play basketball. For the last few years, they've been part of the Junior Warriors, a Bay Area league that in San Francisco is run through the Rec and Parks Department. Ben and the rest of the parents and players there found there was a really remarkable person who made that league great. Someone who brought everybody together. So while the kids compete hard against each other, this local hero helps them realize that they're also all on the same team. Here's Ben Trefney with more.
It's the final game of the Junior Warriors 8th grade girls basketball league. The Soma Stars and the Lady Hurricanes take their positions on the court. A tall, wiry man, the referee, steps to the center. He looks at all the girls, smiles, and tosses the ball straight up in the air. Two girls jump for it, and the game is on. This isn't where Cardell Butler expected to be right now, shortly before his 35th birthday. He could have been playing pro ball before thousands of fans in Europe, or the NBA's developmental league. Maybe still could.
I can still play at a high level. I still can play NBA professional basketball.
Instead, he's here at St. Mary's Rec Center in Bernal Heights. This is the fourth championship game in a row Cardell has refereed today. The youngest kid started at 9 this morning. Now it's 3 o'clock, and Cardell hasn't had lunch. That's all right. This is where he wants to be.
He's very loving and just, he knows how to work with kids very good, and he gets where you're coming from, and he helps you.
I think he's a good ref. He corrects your mistakes so that you don't do it the next time.
Yeah, he's really nice.
Nicole Marie Coleman, Diamond Carter, and Ann Kelly all play for the Lady Hurricanes. And really, you pretty much never hear talk like that about a referee. But Cardell makes the games fun. He's joyful. He's nurturing. He's the kind of guy you want teaching your kids.
You know, working with the kids, girls and boys, it's going to be that one kid who's going to remember everything from Rec and Park Department, everything that kid's ever done. And I know this for sure because I was one of those kids. I grew up in San Francisco, Bayview, Hunters Point area. And I didn't have the things that the kids have nowadays. The only thing that I really had was what they have today is, Rec and Park.
Cardell Butler was really, really good at basketball. 6'3" and dunking by the age of 13. He built a reputation on courts around the city, but the game was pretty much all he cared about. He says he ditched so many classes, he couldn't play ball at Lincoln High. Transferred to Balboa, same thing.
I look back on it, man, I just like wasted like maybe two years of my high school life, man, just so bad. You know what I mean? I had no focus. I had no motivation, no determination. Nothing was there. It was just blank.
He realized time was running out on any chance to play high school basketball.
All of a sudden, my cousin, he comes to me and tells me, I play basketball. I live in San Mateo, Cardell. Come down here and play with me.
He did. And with guidance from his mom, the coach, and the principal at San Mateo High, Cardell turned his life around, starting with his grades.
Boom. My first year, I see a 2.5. That's unacceptable coming from my mom. But for me, that's like a 4.0 for me. I was like, oh, I got a 2.5. I'm eligible? What? Oh my gosh. Boom. Everything in that light bulb just turned on.
So did his game. Cardell's senior season, he was the leading scorer in Northern California, averaging more than 30 points per game. He says he got letters of interest from big basketball schools, North Carolina, Duke. But first, he needed to catch up on some credits. So he decided to go to community college in southern Idaho.
Send me somewhere where there's just nothing but farms, banks. Do that. Nothing but land. Where am I going to go? Can't go anywhere, right?
Nowhere but the gym and the library. Basketball and school were going great. But then, just after he turned 19, he heard horrible news. His best friend, Starvel Junius, he'd been shot and killed while sitting in a car back in Bayview Hunters Point.
And my friend is in the back seat on the driver's side. And the shooter, I guess they had stopped in the street for something. The shooter stopped. He got up on top of the car and shot the whole car up. and my friend happened to be in the back seat, and my friend had he was just happened to be in the wrong place at the wrong time. And I always think about that. Had I gone back, I would have been with my friend, because me and him were, that's my best friend. For sure, I would have been with him. Oh, more than 100% sure I'd have been with him.
While Cardell was pursuing his dreams, his friends back home passed one by one.
Cardell, what's his name, just got killed, man. Oh, it's like, oh my gosh. Like somebody walked up behind Mike, shot him in the head. What? Or, you know, Cardell, man, they were shooting down on third, man. And, you know, John was in the way and he got hit by a straight bullet. Like, are you, like, oh my gosh.
Out of 15 friends who grew up together, Cardell says only 5 survived.
You know, it's like that. It's like a rope and it's just turning in your stomach, man. You just can't stop. It's just turning, turning, turning. Just, you know what I mean? I have to find something for me to do besides just focus, so focused on my friends getting killed. So I always pray. I thank God so much for him blessing me with basketball. Had it not been for basketball, I don't know what I'd be doing. I have no idea. I just don't know.
Back in the St. Mary's gym, the second half starts, and the Lady Hurricanes are down. They've only got 6 players, and they're tired. Cardell urges them to play hard. It's the championship. Point guard Aliana Hughes picks up her game.
Unlike other refs, like when he makes calls, he'll set, like take you aside, and he'll give an example of what you're doing wrong, just so he wants everyone to get better. Unlike other refs, they just want to make sure no one else gets hurt, but he wants you to like take away from this game and also learn when he makes calls. So that's really cool. He does that.
And so do you appreciate that? Do you like it when you're playing games that he's reffing?
Yeah, I like it when he refs, and I appreciate it because, say, if I get upset with someone, then he'll take me out and he'll give me advice on what to do so I don't get as frustrated.
He's drawing from his own experience. After 2 years of junior college, Cardell transferred to Utah State University. He helped lead the team to the NCAA tournament in 2003. The next year, he graduated with a degree in sports psychology. He joined the And One Mixtape Basketball Tour, a showcase for some of the country's best street ballers. It was a big deal back then. He earned the nickname Ballaholic because he always had the ball. Cardell was traveling around the world, getting paid, making friends, and then he got the break every kid dreams of, an invitation to try out for the NBA at a New York Knicks summer camp.
Yeah, so, oh, the story. I hate this story.
Cardell worried he'd lose his place on the tour if he left to try out, so he didn't go.
Stupid, Cardell. Stupid, stupid, stupid. Because at that time, I just thought that And-One was there. I thought And-One was for me. I'm having so much fun. Every time I get off the bus, I got a 2 or 3 cameras in my face. Kids are running up to me. Hey, Ballaholic, can I have your autograph? You know, we're playing in NBA arenas, so it felt like I was there already. You know what I mean? And I don't know how the tour is going to go. So I'm thinking the tour is going to go for years and years and years. But it never did. It never did. It stopped. That was like, it went one more year, and that was it. And I regret it because I could have been a millionaire. I would have been on a, who knows who I'd have been playing for. I probably would have been playing for the Warriors. Who knows?
Instead, the And-One tour faltered. Cardell joined the San Diego Wildcats in the American Basketball Association, a smaller pro league that played in high schools and other gyms. In 2011, he joined the ABA's San Francisco Rumble for a season. So at the age of 30, he was back home, playing ball and working part-time with the San Francisco Rec and Parks Department. It's the fourth quarter, and the Soma Stars are ahead by double digits. Team mom Sianda Conley, who's been coming to games for 15 years, she's cheering on her youngest daughter, Jada Victoria.
And I feel like as long as she's doing some type of sport, that's something positive, it helps keep her grades up, it helps keep her out of trouble.
It's been an important part of your life and your family's life.
It has been. Being someone that lives in the South of Market neighborhood and everything, Soma Park and Rec Center has been the only outlet for the kids. So yeah, I utilize both of them to keep my kids active and everything.
Cardell relates to that. That was him. And it's why he knows he can play a big role in these kids' lives.
this is the reason why I love doing what I do, is because you see that kid who's never played basketball before. You know, it doesn't matter what the score is. As soon as they get in the game, they make a shot, it's like, yes. You know what I mean? And I pay attention to it, and I look up in the stands, and then the parents are smiling. His mom and dad are smiling. Then it makes me smile. So it goes into this huge circle of electric energy through not just me, but through the kids and through the parents, and all of a sudden it's bouncing off the walls in the gym.
Final score, Soma Stars 28, Lady Hurricanes 18. The girls come together at center court to slap each other five. Cardell Butler is right there, congratulating them all.
I love it, man.
He still hopes to play ball at high levels.
Trying to get back overseas, definitely trying to get back into the NBA D-League.
But today, he's focused on the girls and their families. They invite him to join them for a post-game feast. It's really easy to spot Cardell in the crowd. It's not just that he's at least half a foot taller than everybody else. It's because he's got the biggest smile of them all. In San Francisco, I'm Ben Trefney for Cross Currents.
You can watch Cardell Butler play basketball in the San Francisco Pro-American Summer League at Kezar Pavilion. That's when he gets to play with NBA players. And if you'd like to get involved with the Junior Warriors Basketball League, it operates in cities all over the Bay Area. Find a link at kalw.org to find one near you. And while you're there, please go ahead and make your contribution to KALW today, right now, in the final hours of our May membership campaign, the station that tells you the stories of folks like Cardell Butler.
You hear a story like this. It reminds me of the recent story that you all did at Cross Currents about this guy known as the Birdman in Oakland.
Right.
Where this is somebody you might see, you might encounter in some situation, like Ben Trefney, our news director, did, happen to find out about this guy. But then when you have a reporter who knows how to work in sound, who knows how to interview people and bring forward their stories, and then edit them and put them in a piece like this. It's so amazing, and it makes me feel very different about my community when I hear one of these stories. It makes you go, oh, in fact, there are a lot of fascinating people right around me that I might not know about otherwise. And that is part of what Cross Currents and KALW is this conduit to the real voices of the Bay Area. And I want to thank some of the real people who have been supporting KALW already in this hour. Ed Diaz in Richmond, Gene Amos in San Francisco.
Thank you.
Audrey Ichinose in Berkeley. And also, and this is actually not a real person, there was a real person who is in Castro Valley, who is sitting next to a dog and wanted the dog, Piccolo, to be thanked. So Piccolo, thank you for
Piccolo.
Your support for KALW. Join these good people, 800-525-9917 or kalw.org. Click that donate button.
And here's a really great reason to call right now, because if you call, you'll help us make our challenge, which is 40 calls or clicks during Cross Currents, 40, and we can do this. And I'd like to thank the folks who put up the money for this challenge: Rick Mariano in Kentfield, Nancy and Michael in Albany,
thank
Stephanie
you.
Prousnitz in Oakland, Mark Roberts in Oakland, Pat Scala and Corey Weinstein in San Francisco. They all are saying, we know KALW listeners are up for the challenge.
Absolutely.
So give us a call and prove them right. 800-525-9917.
800-525-9917. We got a contribution earlier this afternoon with a note. It said, thank you for doing such smart, fast, effective fundraising. Keep up the good work. Thank you. We're in the final hours here. We do try to keep these breaks short, try to keep these drives short, but it's really the people who support this station that make that possible. Be the next person to call at 800-525-9917 or kalw.org. 800-525-9917. An additional $1,250 on the line if we get to 40 people. 40 people giving
That's
their
you.
Support. 800-525-9917.
And again, I can't get over Cardell Butler. And the one thing he says was that he finds joy in the joy of this of the kids he trains. We find joy really from our supporters. I mean, we've said this over and over again. These pledge drives really re-energize us here at the station, and especially not only when you contribute at 800-525-9917 or kalw.org, but when we hear why you listen to this station, which programs mean something to you. that makes our day.
We are rooted in the community, and we listen, we care. You know, we can't do everything everybody wants at one time. That's, you know, we serve a broad community. So it makes, you know, it's always a challenge to try to make that work. But we're in dialogue with listeners. And I love this comment that came in just a little bit earlier. I love many things about KALW, including the broad perspective it provides, its in-depth reporting, the nuanced storytelling, and the nurturing of new programs and programmers. Thank you so much for that. Coming up at 7 o'clock, we're going to be playing the latest edition of Kamau Right Now, live from Oakland, and you can be sure that on that program, we're going to be talking about some of the issues facing our society. There will be laughs.
Today.
There's going to be awkward moments. There's going to be a conversation with some members of the Frisco Five, who were the hunger strikers, who were calling for the resignation of Greg Suhr, the chief of police in San Francisco. We're going to hear their perspective on the announcement now that he has resigned. This is being in the community, being responsive, paying attention to what's happening, and inviting you in. We thank you for your support.
And this is how we do it.
800-525-9917.
And KALW.org. Help us make this challenge. 40 calls or clicks. We can do it. You can be the next person who calls in and proves Rick, Nancy, Michael, Stephanie, Mark, Pat, and Corey right. And you know, this is the time to do it because we're in our final hours. Final hours. So pick up that phone. Our volunteers are waiting for you. You. 800-525-9917 or click at KALW.org. We're waiting for you.
800-525-9917. I love that idea of proving them right.
Yes.
You know, so often in life, the challengers are like, well, I'll show you. You won't do that. Well, this challenge is very different. It's about saying, I want you to join me. I want you to join us. We can make this work.
I believe in you.
800-525-9917 or donate at KALW.org.
Well, we've been hearing about unsung heroes during today's show. Now we're going to meet a woman who's dedicated her life to singing the songs of unsung heroes and helping the people around her do the same. Faye Carroll has been part of the Bay Area music scene since she moved from Meridian, Mississippi to Pittsburgh, California as a young girl. Known widely as the dynamic Miss Faye Carroll, she defies labels, singing everything from cabaret to gospel to jazz. Now she's passing along the joy she finds in song at her monthly School of Get Down classes in Berkeley, where she uses her own love of music to help everyday people find their voice. Let's listen.
People think if you're black, you automatically started in church. Well, I actually started in school. So I started singing very young, and then people would give me money. So that meant I would sing a lot. I'd go to the hair salon and get under the dryer, and you don't know you're singing loud. So they would wait for me to come get my hair did. I would be in there just singing. So I was hooked, pretty much. And I think I'm, like my mother said, I never knew my real father, but she says I'm like him. So she says, you're ham, just like your dad. So I guess so. I'm not going to deny it.
Baby, I love you so much. I'm so glad that you are mine. Baby, I love you so much. I'm so glad that you are mine. Baby, you fill me with joy and a whole lot of peace of mind.
You know, I'm real partial to singers. And I had a pretty good time coming along. Things wasn't so industry-led. There were a lot of community things to do. Just in rec centers, neighborhoods, going across the street to my friend's house. Everybody's house had a piano in it. And somebody in there could kind of plunk on it. You didn't have to be a virtuoso.
Well, good evening.
Good evening.
I'm gonna say it again, y'all. Good evening.
Good evening.
Okay, you know, I like to feel you. I am Faye Carroll, and I am welcoming you to the School of the Get Down. This is, don't draw a clap for yourself.
So I wanted to have a safe place to fall, to try things, to be a better musician, to know more people than you did when you come in the door. You feel more love, right? So when you leave out, you feel more love than you did when you walked in. So you're going to be connected with somebody for the rest of your life because of this music and what you share with it.
Y'all, please get together. Give my babies a great big round of applause because they're going to come and sing for you. Yes.
So if you haven't sang, don't compare yourself to somebody else because you are you and you are valid and you are good enough. So when you find out somebody else has a great big voice and your voice is a smaller voice, that don't mean your voice is not a strong voice. Strength is strength no matter what. If you turn on a fire and the fire is turned low, it's still hot. It's hot. So you just come on and be hot. Any kind of way you want to be. That's what you do.
So, in any case, we're going to love to hear my baby sing for you. Goody, goody.
It works on your soul and your heart. It's not so cerebral. It's spiritual. It's not tangible. You can't touch it. You can see the notes on the paper, but you can't, once you hit an instrument or once I make a sound and come out of my mouth, you can't touch it. You can't grab it. But it spreads far and it spreads wide and it touches people. It touches your brain. It touches your heart, and it just soothes the savage beast, is what it does. Don't breathe, I can't. Breathe, I can. Breathe, I will. Breathe, I'm gonna try. 'Cause don't nothing beat a failure but a try. So I have surprised a lot of people when they didn't know they could. They just wanted to, but that's that fear thing. And that's something somebody else might have told you that got that seed planted, that I can, or I'm scared, or I don't want to, or I don't sound good as X, Y, and Z, or da 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 da. All that talk, be gone. Because actually it's your heart. And if you breathe in, you got a heart. And you can sing. Yes. I believe that.
Tell him one more time.
You rascal. You.
That was the dynamic Miss Faye Carroll. The piece was produced by KALW's own Julie Kane. And what a
thank
voice.
Thank you, Julie. Thank you, Faye.
This is an hour-long edition of Cross Currents. We're in our final hours of our May membership campaign. With me in studio is KALW's general station manager, Matt Martin. General station manager? General
just
manager
keep on adding
of
adjectives.
The station. Matt, and he's here because he has a question for you.
I have a question.
You have a question.
Well, you know, I don't really have
can
a question.
Can you please call 800?
I have something I'd like to say.
Okay.
And that's, I love what Faye Carroll was saying about it works on your soul. Mm. And she was talking about this process of singing and feeling the rhythm of that. And I, you know, I know this sounds like an odd segue, but that's a little bit of how I feel about local public radio, mm-hmm. which is that, you know, we come on during these campaigns and ask people to give their support. And it may seem a little bit like a sales job, right? People may say like, oh, you're selling this thing, you're marketing it, you're doing whatever. But I'll tell you, the only times I've ever had to actually try to sell something, I'm wretched at it. But asking people to support this station doesn't feel like that to me. It feels like asking people to be part of something that does actually go back to soul and heart and humanity. And the voices that we hear in an hour like this testify to that. The voices of the people who call in and want to talk about their local heroes, who matters to them, that testifies to that. And the connection that people feel with the station and the support they show, I think, indicates that as well. And that is all we're asking. We're not selling something. It's a voluntary act. But we ask you to join in, to make a call at 800-525-9917. Or to go online to KALW.org and join the other people who have already done it in this hour. 17 people before we started this break had already given their support. We're in the final hours. So right now is the time at 800-525-9917 or KALW.org. And we have a challenge.
All right. And we need only 23 more people to give us a call right now and pledge your support to KALW in these final hours. 800-525-9917. Or go to KALW.org. And here's something. If you'd like to learn to sing with Faye Carroll, if you go to KALW.org, you'll find information about her next School of the Get Down.
I love that.
How about that name?
I do want to enlist.
You
want to enlist? I want to get into the School of the
Get Down. I'd like to hear that. Yeah. I'd like to hear the product of that. So that's at KALW.org. And while you're there, you can say, I loved that story or the one before it, or I love your programming and I want to be a part of this station. And you can do that at KALW.org or pick up the phone if you want to talk to somebody.
We got them.
We got them and they want to talk to you. 800-525-9917. Help us make this challenge.
We got to get a gift from Lori Polster in Oakland, and she left a note. She said, I love Tangents, Cross Currents, Your Call, most everything you do at KALW. It's a fabulous station and a real gift to the Bay Area and beyond. And that's what I love. When you support KALW, you are giving not just to the station, but to the community. What you give comes right back out again. And that is what we are about here. It's this kind of recirculating system where the energies of the community, we amplify them. It makes good connections in the community and the station thrives. We've been here for 75 years and your support will keep it going.
It is our 75th birthday. You've heard that a number of times. We are happy to have been here 75 years, but we're really looking forward to the next 75 and we're planning for it and we're excited. We have all kinds of projects and programming that we really want to do. And that can happen, and we believe it can happen, but that happens when you pick up the phone and support us at 800-525-9917. We have so many creative people here at this station who want to give and who want to work, and you can support that. And in that way, you're part of this team.
And it's about bringing those voices from the community, someone like a Faye Carroll, someone like a Cardell Butler. These are creative people in the community,
right,
who, to have their voices blasted a little bit louder is not a bad thing. It's really valuable. It reminds us, hey, there's some incredible human beings walking right past us on the sidewalk. That is what local public radio does. That is what Cross Currents is about making possible. The number to call is 800-525-9917. Final minutes of this hour. Final hours of this campaign, please show your support.
800-525-9917. And now let's hear from our last listener about a local hero in her community.
Hi, my name is Jeannie Hallisey, and I'm calling in response to your suggestions for local heroes. I would like to propose a story about Señor Saul Anaya. Saul has been the director of an after-school program at Cesar Chavez Elementary School in the Mission for over 20 years. He has literally served thousands of kids during those 20 years, and I have personally witnessed how he's changed many lives. The fascinating part of his background is he used to be a Muni driver, and he was brutally attacked and left in critical condition by some teenage youths who were asked to attack a driver as part of an initiation into a gang. And during the trial for those youths, that's when Soul felt inspired that rather than pressing charges against the youth, he wanted to devote his life to trying to educate youth and show them the good choices that they can make to be on a path that would be one of pursuing education and serving the community.
And thank you, Jeannie. We've been hearing from people from all over the Bay Area today, really talking about people that mean something to them, the unsung heroes, the people that are doing the work and are not seeking praise. And they don't want it, they don't seek it, so the people around them appreciate them and feel like, hey, we want to shout out my neighbor, my son's coach, my daughter's teacher. If you can relate to that, if you have someone in your life that you would love to give some attention to give thanks to appreciate, this is the chance to do that by appreciating this station that brings you these voices at 800-525-9917. And we at Cross Currents are hoping to continue this segment and continually ask for your unsung heroes and maybe make it a recurring segment. I don't know.
You want to do some real profiles. That's what Cross Currents does, some beautiful jobs where you go out, really dive deep with an individual, find out what their life story is, get that deeper meaning out of it. That's what your support makes possible, that different kind of storytelling. There's nothing sensationalistic about it. It's very human. It's very real. And I'm sorry, it's real engaging. Your support at 800-525-9917. As we are working on this challenge, more than 20 people have already called. It's a dynamic situation. We don't have an exact number. But if we don't get to 40 before 6 p.m., we've got to tell these folks, you know what, you were wrong. These folks weren't up to the challenge here at KALW, and I just don't think that's going to happen.
I don't think so.
I think what's going to happen is we're going to rise to that challenge one call or click at a time.
I think so. At 800-525-9917, 20 people called. We need 20 more. That is you, and this is your time to shine right here at the station. You are our hero. 800-525-9917. Miss Faye Carroll said, breathe, I can. Breathe, I will. We want you to breathe, I can. Pick up the phone and call 800-525-9917, and I will be part of KALW.
Every single person calls breathes life into the station. We've been around 75 years because of community support, and every person who joins in renews it. It's like a river, right? It's been flowing all this time. So many different people have come through the station itself and through our community of supporters. Be the next person. Why not do it now for the first time? 800-525-9917. Thanks to Wayne Smith in San Francisco. Thanks also to Joe Arnstein in Lake Bluff, who listens and says, I appreciate the engaging and diverse content and that I get to learn something new every day. Well, that is something to celebrate. 800-525-9917, KALW.org.
Thank you to Will Spangler from Corte Madera, Clyde Jasper from Oakland.
Hey, Clyde, thank you.
Corinne McSherry, San Francisco, Amy Ritchie from Oakland, Danielle Locido in Albany, Lynn Jefferson, San Francisco.
Thank you, Lynn.
Audrey Dilling, San Francisco.
All right,
thank you. Join them. Join these folks in saying, I want to support the station that brings me the voices that I want to hear from, my neighbors, my community, folks I might pass by on the street, and then you hear their voice on the radio, you hear their story, and they might be similar to yours. 800-525-9917. We keep these stories coming to you, but only if you give us a call, 800-525-9917.
These calls out for local heroes, just one of the ways in which KALW News in particular is reaching out, asking for you to have input here. We've launched our Hey Area project that's all about eliciting your questions about what's happening in the Bay Area or things you may not understand and go, I want somebody to investigate that, to look into that. That's what we're about here.
What's up with the potholes on, you know, Mission Ave, Mission Street?
Yeah, what's happening with that new housing development?
Right.
Whatever that question is that you have, the point is we want to tap into the energies of this community that think constructively, that say, you know what, we actually have lots of shared interests. How do we address the problems together? Your support at 800-525-9917 keeps that critical and yet constructive process happening here at KALW.
And it's And it's all about the feedback, really. We love it when you tell us what you like, but also what we can improve upon. Tell us about that when you call our volunteers at 800-525-9917. We can only do it with your not only your support, but your feedback. And we value it. We value your voice, right? We value your place in this station, and you are an integral part of this station. 800-525-9917.
Just 2 minutes left in this challenge. We want to make it there. Just 2 minutes. Take a moment right now. Breathe and say 800-525-9917.
Breathe, I can.
Breathe, I will.
Breathe, I will.
Call 800-525-9917 or mosey on over to KALW.org. Click that donate button. And while you listen, we got Fresh Air coming up in just a moment. After that, the latest Kamau Right Now. This is going to be a hot one. You will want to stay tuned. It's going to be interesting. You will want to stay tuned. And if you stay tuned to KALW, that's a sign you're someone who probably ought to give a little something. We don't tell you how much to give. We just ask that you participate.
800-525-9917. We still have some time left in these final hours and really the final minutes of Cross Currents. Pick up the phone. Give us a call. 800-525-9917. Show us what you feel about this station. Because like Faye Carroll says, it's about heart. It's about feeling. If you feel connected to your community because of KALW, pick up the phone, 800-525-9917, or go to KALW.org.
Keep the connection strong. We're so glad to be rooted in, I mean, there's no better place to do this,
no.
To make radio for the community than this place. Your support makes it happen. 800-525-9917.
800-525-9917. Thank you so much to everybody who's donated, but there's still time. You can still do it. Thank you, Matt Martin.
Nah, pleasure.
For joining us here today on Cross Currents. It's been a pleasure. And thank you, everybody who's listening right now. This is KALW 91.7 in San Francisco.
From WHYY in Philadelphia, this is Fresh Air. I'm Dave Davies in for Terry Gross. Today, the Panama Papers. Leaked documents revealing thousands of shell companies, the rich and powerful, used to...